Hello and welcome to this episode of the Ranting Atheist podcast. So we'll be listening to the recording of a clubhouse room we had after a Bible study, and we were quite unfortunate to have some Ethiopian Christians. So this is the second of the crazy ass motherfuckers. So if you haven't subscribed up, Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, and other places you find podcasts, check out the show notes for links you may find useful, especially our Discord server. We would love to have you there. So now let's go and listen to us having a conversation with another Ethiopian Christian.
Did you record?
No, it's not recorded. I don't think it was recorded.
Now that part, I won't knock from one of my episodes like this.
How much you go pay?
That's in record and should be it. Come.
Sabakada.
Now that part.
Hello, Shay.
Cinema. Have you seen Sinsima?
Sinsima.
What's going on, my brothers?
We're just chilling and asking questions.
What are we talking about
here? Yeah, we're asking, like, why are we still arguing about the authenticity of the Bible and Quran when we can see it's full of shits, made up? Fake stories, fantastical stories, Harry Potter-esque stories, dragons, talking snakes, talking donkeys.
Dragons?
Oh, you don't know?
We have dragons in Bible. Serious dragons. Okay. Seven heads.
They do.
Yeah, we have seven-headed dragons. 24 tails.
Oh, that's from the Revelation, right?
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's allegory. Right?
No.
It doesn't mean a real
allegory. It's a continuous cliche. They never bring anything new. It's allegory. It is a metaphor. It is this. It is that. Come on.
It's funny, right? You're right. You know, it is funny because
it is actually
it's hilarious because I don't like Revelation, honestly. I think there's a lot of problem with Revelation. It was written in I don't know when it was written, but I don't trust Revelation.
Yeah.
But that's not what the whole Bible is about, you know. Revelation is just part of the scripture, right?
Yeah. But do you believe it was like divinely inspired?
And if you believe in religion, everything is divinely inspired, right?
Okay. So like that's why I'm asking. It's a personal question.
Yeah. I mean, like everything is, you know, if you're a religious person,
Are you a religious person?
I would say I'm more of a spiritual person.
So in your spirituality, do you think Revelation is inspired?
You know, I haven't read Revelation in a very long time, and I wonder if I read it today what I would think about it compared to when I was reading it in my younger days. So I may have to go look at it again and read it and come back to you.
Okay. So that means okay, it's debatable. We can say some scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit and some are not. Some just found their way into the Bible, like maybe something of that.
No, I think everything is divinely inspired. God speaks to us in many ways, right?
Yeah. Revelation is inspired, divinely inspired.
I think if you just sit down and write something, you know, where is it really coming from? You know?
Deep. Understand. Yeah. So with that saying, you said the Bible is not all about that. So I actually believe you and I agree with you that Revelation is an allegory. Yeah. I actually do believe that. And I'm not trolling. I actually do believe. I've tried to link it with the time of Nero and all those stuff, the fall of the Roman Empire and all that. So yeah, I do believe that's an allegory. But then can we move to more fantastical claims? How do we draw the line between allegory and literal meanings in the Bible? Is it a thing that the Holy Spirit sparks in our hearts that when we read it, we just know, okay, no, this one is an allegory? Or how do we discern? Is there a way of reading it that you can teach us to know where to draw the line between allegory and literal meaning in the Bible.
I think that's what draws a lot of people to the Bible, because it expands your mind, and people debate certain verses over and over again, and they have their own interpretation. So in a sense, I can't tell you exactly what, but what I find interesting about the Bible is that a lot of intelligent, smart people, and for over 1,000 years have been interested in it. So there must be something there, you know?
What if that something is because it is like the most popular religion? That's something to spark my interest in the thing. If it's very popular, then I will spark it to be interesting for me to look into it. Don't you think so?
Well, it's not popular in the lower scale aspect of it, meaning not everyone is picking it up like Harry Potter or any of those gimmick books that are very captivating. Inspiring for a certain, like, for example, I think the highest learning that you could achieve in the universities are theology, right? Which is the study of spirituality and biblical stuff. So like, I just don't know if those are idiots, you know, there's really highly intelligent, smart people, and they find something in the scripture that's interesting.
You find things in different things that are interesting. I find some Cinderella stories very interesting and stuff. So yeah, but now I was back to what I was saying. How do we discern what is okay? You said you actually don't know. So if we believe, or as a Christian, I don't know if you're a Christian. Or not, let me not make assumptions. Are you a Christian? So
in the sense that I believe in Jesus Christ being God, no.
You believe he died for our sins.
That's what it says, and I take their word for it, but I still don't know. I can't tell you that's what happened or what went down, right? So
okay,
but that's
okay,
but the doctrine of Christianity, right? So
yeah,
I respect Christianity and I people who believe in it. Yeah.
Oh, but you're not a Christian. Okay.
I wouldn't say that I'm not a Christian. I'm a culture Christian. Right, I go to church, so yeah.
Okay, you go to church, but you don't believe everything that comes out from the pulpit.
Not everything, because it's an interpretation, right? People usually read something and then tell you what they think about it. And
so
I'd rather read for myself and find out what the heck's going on, you know?
Yeah, so if it's subjective, why do we have this communion and fellowship?
It's part of our society. It's part of what binds us together, you know? Every town and church, when you establish a city or a town or a village, there's usually a mosque or a church there, you know? It's part of the community building.
Yeah. I get that. It makes much sense. I'm an atheist, but I do go to church sometimes. I just like, I love the community and the kinship. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you said that you're an atheist. How do you justify being an atheist? Like, what's your belief? Like, what's your belief?
I justified not being convinced of a thing by not being convinced of a thing.
Oh, so you're an atheist because you don't believe, rather than an atheist because you believe in something, right?
No, it is because I don't believe.
So you basically just don't believe in God, so you're an atheist.
Yeah, that's literally the textbook definition.
Uh-huh. So do you believe like in a creator or something that created things, or like do you believe in it?
I have no idea of any creator.
So you're agnostic. So you don't know.
You're just trying to redefine
that. That's always what they want to do. Agnosticism and atheism answer two different questions. How many times do they have to say this?
No, I'm trying to figure out what you believe in, and you don't know what you believe in. Basically, okay. the only thing you are is anti-Christian, anti-Islam. You're anti something. You're not for something, right? Is that am I right?
Sensima. How about you just calm down, listen, and let him explain everything? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it. Go for it, my brother.
Simple. I don't believe in any God proposition that have been put before me. If you bring a more reasonable one, which we can test and see the evidence for it, then yeah, for sure, I'm open for that. But since that is not on the table, I don't like what is on the table. And what is on the table is not evidence enough. It's not convincing. And what can convince me can't convince me. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, you know, there's a room that I go into, said, convince me if there is a God or something. And I go listen there a lot. And so you as being an existent and you being created by something higher than you, not an evidence of something.
I'm not creating. Can you prove I'm me?
Claims to build.
Can you prove
that I'm false from the beginning?
No, I mean, you exist, right? Like, you're not.
Yeah, I exist.
Therefore, I'm created. Oh, fuck, man.
Sorry, I don't know. You're like, there's no evidence. Like, the fact that there is creation is not an evidence of a creator.
Can you prove there is a creation?
I'm sorry, we exist right now. We're talking.
Doesn't mean we are created.
We've always been.
It's not the logic. Because we are here doesn't mean we are created. You using that word. That word created has a meaning. What do you mean by created? What do you mean by we are created? Because I exist, therefore I was created.
So you just like, okay, how do you explain your existence then?
How do I explain my existence? From what point?
From any point you want to take it.
We can trace it back to Big Bang. From there, we don't know anything from there. So,
well, that's a theory, brother, but yeah. Continue.
This dude doesn't know the difference between scientific theory and colloquial theory. Like,
bro, that
who
is
the fuck are these people?
Yeah, you see, this is what happens when someone is confronted with a question, they get ignorant. But continue, brother.
I'm asking, it's what
like
is
the,
it theory?
Come, it's like they came from the same class. Are we doing
brother,
this again?
Brother, chill, man.
Are we doing this again?
It's just a question.
I want to go there again.
That is Dr. Second account.
Ranting, allow me.
You're reverting back to your animal nature. Okay. Just chill.
This is not the same way.
I see that.
Continue how you.
Salam
aleikum. Ranting, if you kick this guy out, he says you are resorting to your animal nature. I mean, kick this person, please. Let's not do this. Send him out. You can't do this. You just call us animals. You say you're resorting in your animal nature. Why are you entertaining this idiot? He doesn't know. Just send this piece of crap out.
Let me get a reprieve, brother. Let me get a reprieve for that. Let me stay. Thank you. So yeah, go to explain your existence, please.
And I asked you, I said we can trace it back to the Big Bang, and from there on, it's simple. We can trace it back to there, and from there, we don't have any idea. So what's bad in saying we don't have any idea from this point?
So you believe in something that you don't understand. Like you don't, since you don't have any idea, you just don't
want to come to a point. Conclusion. From a point. We don't have any idea from this point. Why is that a bad answer?
No, it's not a bad answer. It's an excellent answer. But by the way, the Big Bang Theory is a theory, right? So we don't even know if that's true, right?
What's a theory saying?
Meaning that we don't know it to be 100%.
Just like gravity theory.
I mean, I'm just saying that it's like a religion, right? A theory is you believe that's true. Like, you don't know. It's a faith, right?
This guy's beginning to bend my mind.
Well,
mind-bending nonsense.
Why you?
No, because there's scientists have provided other theories to explain that's not Big Bang, right? They believe in another theory. So I don't remember exactly what it is, but I know they've proposed other theories besides the Big Bang theory.
Right? Okay. And what do you, can you name any of them? Or can you, like,
sorry, I wasn't prepared for this, but next time I come, I will come up next with a couple of theories that.
And next time you come.
So your issue is that since you don't know, you don't want to make a conclusion that God may exist or may not exist.
I'm not concluding. It's still open. It's debatable. That's why we're having a conversation, aren't we?
No, that's fair enough. Yeah. I get it. So you don't know.
I'm open to the idea if the evidence is good enough. Is that okay with you?
No, perfect. So I don't know if... you're open to an idea that there could be a creator?
Yeah. If it could be demonstrated. then fine. That's good. We can't conclude on things that are still debatable. That's why we're having conversations till we can get to that point. But then I will suggest, or I will say this rather, the most honest answer to give at this point is we don't know, rather than giving an answer that can be demonstrated. Because I'm just going to give a very simple analogy. So let's say, for example, you and I are playing a game, and in the game we're asked, what's the capital of the United States? And I say, oh, the capital of the United States is Berlin. And you say you don't know. I definitely will score no points because I gave the wrong answer. And you definitely will score no point also because you don't have an answer. Just because I gave an answer doesn't give me a point. And which is what religion does. They always give answers to claims that they have no answer to and expect us to take it simply because they gave an answer, which doesn't make sense to me.
So you prefer that someone says, I don't know, then to
I prefer someone being honest.
Well, I wouldn't call it honest or dishonest. I think people could be honestly looking for an answer and they can make a proposition and say, well, you know, based on observation and come up with a theory that they think is till it's
man, put another shut light. Your punk ass up, man. The fuck are you saying?
Oh, but back to what you were saying.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. You're talking shit.
Yeah. My Nigerian brother. Your guys are very confused.
Don't give me that brother. Nigga, thank you. Fuck
That's
you.
What I found out.
Fuck
confused
you.
Brothers.
Fuck Later. You. Like, fuck I think you should go to IKEA. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
I thought he was being a nice guy and trying to, like,
Nope.
Inquire.
Inquire what? Oh, God, they have to say factory.
There's nothing.
All this, I did
Ethiopian
or Sudanese. And he's not Sudanese. So, Somali.
That's not Sudanese. No, so, he's not.
So, where is he from?
Judging by the script I saw on his profile, that is Ethiopian. He said, what's his name? I think Tigreng or something like that. Something T. I couldn't pronounce it well, but that's Ethiopian, though. He's an Ethiopian, just like the other guy. And someone else follows him. I don't know if to say something.
Okay.
I think the primary destination they all have, I think the same, that's why they probably think the same way, comes from the Tewahedo church, the Orthodox church. That's where most of them like attend. So I think that's kind of why they kind of have the same mentality generally. So it's
no surprise. Right. Same ways.
I was just trying to have civil conversation because the other guy couldn't even keep it. At least this one tried. That's an upgrade, 2.0.
Oh. That's how low we are falling.
No, this guy is an upgrade of the last one. The last one was not sane.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was not saying. He was all up in his feelings and he kept on saying we are not being the adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sad. Is there any other person from Ethiopia that would like to come up and tell our West Africans don't know our history and stuff? Maybe.
They should form their own continent.
I don't know why people bring ethnicity and stuff into conversations like this.
Because it's
that's
all
something
they have.
I do not get. Like, that's something I do not understand.
It's all they have.
When you don't have a valid argument, you have to step it down to the level
it's
you can make.
South Africans, if you don't know anything,
yeah, then you just throw from there. I have conversations with some people, and before you know, they'll be like men, women, or this, that. I'm like, no, it's not a versus battle. Please just give me an answer to this. Like, come on. We're bigger than this. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Those guys, they gish gallop like say pew 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 pew.
Good. I'm 2 years old. I just remember.
Oh, they jump here, jump there, jump, pion, 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 pion. Oh God, where did they go? Focus on one. No, that's too much.
So no one has come to answer. That's the thing. You'd have engaged Isaac.
We fuck up. Isaac is a Muslim. Muslims, they go break your heart.
No. I have very close friends that are, and I do talk to them.
Muslim, see, I'm usually more furious. See, I'm really more furious when I argue with these Muslims. I swear, I get more furious. Like,
so I have this friend who studied medicine abroad. He came back. He's from Kano because I grew up in Kano, but. And when I talk to him, when we talk about religion, the guy is not even this kind of Muslim that really cares about anything. This thing just told me, see, bro, I go to the mosque, I pray, I come back, finish. He say, yeah, I never really even sat down to even know what the head of this thing is, what the tail. He doesn't even, you know, care.
That's good. La 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 la.
Turn it down.
Oh. No, I don't mute him. Make you try him again. Let's see. If he's just trying to get our attention. Okay, we have our attention. This guy,
Andrew Tate. Ah, I know there
is. He has Andrew Tate. Way. Ah, okay. It's been fun.
Send him down. Send him down. Send him down. Better.
This one. As I just did Andrew Tate picture, I was
bad
disappointed.
Bad markets, like
I can't even engage someone as stupid as that. are you following
Andrew Tate?
I'm pretty sure he's a Muslim. I think that's kind of how they all think. Like,
must
I mean,
be
why
a Muslim.
Like, that's why they are selling Andrew Tate. Anyway,
he most likely be a Muslim. It's fucking idiot.
Andrew Tate, come on, at this age,
before anything, we were black. Shut the fuck up.
Bro, everything I don't
they
understand.
Trigger, well, David, they don't trigger you to this. I never see where they paralyze.
like, you know what I hate the most? Stupidity. Like when people are being stupid. Like, I literally want to give you a fucking slap. Like, it's okay. I don't. Fine. I like to learn from you. Not like you make me more stupid. You get what I'm saying?
they just did.
Won't come up.
And I'm on my best behavior.
You go trigger David again, though.
David, I'm coming, please. I just want to bring him up. I want to hear what he wants to say, please.
Make me green before
okay.
You bring him up. Make me green.
You can give me a
wait, I have made you green, but wait, David, wait. Let's hear what the brother has to say. Come on. Don't do that. Please let me bring you up, my brother. I've
said. So sad. Should we kick him out of the room or is that to the audience?
I don't want to involve
audience or always? Which one?
They say, David, I don't know. David
okay, you are the judge.
He's gone. That's no time.
Judge, jury, executioner. Go see.
David, off no time. How far away? Ranting, have you watched a Dark Matter's new video?
That's a one of God on trial. Oh my God, take over the court.
That thing was sweet.
God, take over the court as expected. God
saying I have one free mother. My
has
well.
One free mother. I write the 29th amendment of the constitution.
This is not 29th amendment.
Seriously, Yahweh is the God character of that, but that is fucking, that is exactly what he's fucking. Yeah.
And I like the way that episode ended. It said, who created morality? I think that will be his next episode.
Who created morality? Sir? Like, who?
Oh God, I really want to see the next one. I was laughing yesterday. Like, what the fuck is this? Oh God, that video was mad. Cause like
Ugo so open church of dark matter 25/25.
I swear, I go be dicky.
They don't trigger David today as a
ding. David just para. Sweet,
not
even
react. Sweet just did it. They did it. They laugh. Yeah.
Like Adebukola did. Adebukola for don't vex. Yes.
Ah. So that's spark. Adebukola for don't vex.
Already, go follow that guy through Jesus.
Ah. Let me reach out to her. She's lesbian.
Now Orego even make the guy vex. She go trigger him.
This is
go trigger the guy. Good. I don't know where that girl gets her own mouth from.
Yes. All right.
And it's been long, I heard from Ore. It's been months, like almost 6 months or 7 months now.
So, yeah, now you day absent over the year from Ore.
I know the 2 day online most of the times now. Right. I mean, they fuck up. I be like, say, Nonsun and Tobore, you know, they enter these kind of rooms again.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please subscribe up Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, and other places you find podcasts. Check out the show notes for links you may find useful, including our Discord server. We'd love to have you there. Have a great week, and I will catch you on the next one.